Welcome back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. Hey, look, it's cool. Winter is finally here. Tonight, all I'm doing is bringing some musicians to the table. Whitney Kilgo and Jared Hill from Helena, and his buddy Josh is in. They've been in here before. So we're just going to do some music tonight. I want to give a shout out to Coleman High School. They were sending me some messages a while ago. Friday and Saturday night, this coming Friday and Saturday night, they're going to be doing a production of Peter and the Starcatcher at Coleman High School. Make sure you go check that out. Coming up next Friday, you can check me out and DJ Jimmy Langley. We're going to be at the Coleman Elks Lodge performing. Then we're going to head over to Arab, Alabama on the 22nd doing a wedding over there. So don't forget, you can give us a call at 736-3888 to hire Cosmic Sound DJ Entertainment. So make sure you give us a call. Whitney is over here on her phone, and I think she's going live on Facebook. Look, that's all we do. I mean, we live our lives on Facebook, so you can always catch Whitney going live. Sometimes I'll check her out. Sometimes she's just strumming in her own little world. So what's going on with you, girl?
Oh, man, a lot.
Get up to the mic. So, look, I'm checking you out a few weeks ago, and you are hanging out with this lady from Orlando, Florida, up in Decatur, Alabama. So, I guess she's a talent search. I would take it.
Yes.
So does she basically, like, shoot around the southeastern United States looking for talent to head down to Orlando?
She goes everywhere.
Does she go everywhere?
Everywhere. She's from L.A.
Oh, is she?
And then, I mean, she just goes everywhere. She has a stage out in L.A. and a stage out in Orlando. If she likes you, she brings you out. She has record labels, fashion people.
So basically, I mean, she's got tons of connections with all kind of people.
Yeah.
And she's going to try to push you and or any other talent, which I presume is any kind of talent.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So what's going on there? Are you going to head down to Orlando or what?
Yeah. Starting in January, we get to get that enrollment in, and she'll send me a coach to kind of help me figure out what I'm going to do as of when I perform on her stage. And then it'll be down there. I'll be in workshops and all kinds of stuff. And
so how long are you going to stay down there?
A week.
Keep talking while I raise my chair.
I'll be down there for a week, and she'll have us. The first night is singers and songwriters and stuff, and they'll be on stage that night, and then the rest of the week I'll be in workshop.
So does she kind of tell you while you're down there that she's going to introduce you to some of these producers?
Yeah, that's who I'm playing for when I get there.
So, and these folks, they're probably from all over the place, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So, and they are basically record labels?
Yeah, Sony Records. I don't know who all she's got. I know she's got Sony Records is going to be there and things like that.
Okay. So, it's almost like possibly, because I don't know, it could be a one-time thing. And and you're hoping that you're going to catch the attention of a record label, and then it goes from there.
Right.
Almost like a quick American Idol, you know. I mean, seriously, it really is. So,
for real.
So here we are. We got these judges. Now is our time to do it. So.
Right.
But you know what? I hate to even say this, but this is very true. So many times, talent that's went through American Idol that all got turned down, sent back home, were very successful, and they didn't even get on the show.
Right.
That's happened so many times.
Right.
Because, you know, when American Idol first started, they basically, you signed a contract. As soon as you auditioned, and even if you didn't get chosen and you were still playing other gigs in other places, they were still your manager.
Yeah.
And they were still getting your money.
Right.
Which is a crock if you ask me.
Yeah.
Because look, you know, you turned me down and yet we still have a written contract.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy. So I don't think I'd sign that. Because even these folks that have won American Idol, how many of them actually made stardom? A couple.
yeah.
a couple for, because you know, you automatically get a 1 year contract if you win.
Yeah.
Then after that, they kind of fade away.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, they do. I mean, what, Carrie Underwood, wasn't she on there?
Yeah.
So she's probably, her and Kelly Clarkson is probably the only two that really made stardom. The rest right. of them are still in their hometowns playing for local events.
Yep.
Crazy.
I know.
So we wish you lots of luck when you go down there and just hope you rip that place apart.
Thank you.
So, what, another year you'll be in Hollywood maybe playing? God. Las Vegas, having your own gig?
Yeah, I hope so.
Have you ever been to Vegas?
No.
Oh, my gosh. You need to go at least once. It's amazing. I've been a few times, and this, you know, and what's funny is that you actually see some people out there on the strip playing music.
That
you
is
know,
awesome.
And I guess they're just trying to have somebody to look at me.
Right.
Because there's so many producers just that walks that strip. It's right. crazy. So all you need to do is get noticed one time. That's
right.
it.
Right.
So the first time I'm in Vegas, I'm staying at Bally's and the Riviera. So and I'm going through. I'm doing a little shopping. And who do I walk upon? Comedian Carrot Top. If you've ever seen him, the guy with the big orange hair, real tall. So I hang out with him and actually talk to him for like 30 minutes. Really, really cool guy. But he kind of went way out there. Very popular guy, though. But it's amazing how many people that you see, stars, yeah. just by walking the strip. Because they're out there walking it, too, sometimes. So
that's awesome.
It's pretty cool. So what's been going on with you? I've seen that you've been in Hansel playing and where else?
Berkeley Bob's.
Oh, yeah, I did see you on that.
Yeah, coming up December 29th, I think they're helping me do a fundraiser to come up with some money to go towards Orlando.
Okay.
So I encourage everybody to come out to Berkeley Bob's.
Good, good.
On the 29th and, you know, participate in that, help a dream come true.
Exactly. So have you done a GoFundMe page yet?
I haven't started one of those up yet. I'm not the tech-savvy person.
Well, you need to find one then, because I'm not either. But, I mean, every time I turn around, somebody's got to GoFundMe started.
Right.
I mean, for anything and everything, and unfortunately, it's for a lot of sick people and stuff like that. But
yeah.
All you got to do is throw it out there. Raise that money.
Heck yeah.
So I guess you're going to fly down to Orlando, or are you driving to Orlando? What are you doing? If money's raised, you're flying?
I mean, I've heard that there's cheap flights right now, and I guess it just depends on, like, in January where we stand and what
right.
financially is going to be best for us.
Right.
Because we have to pay for our stay down there. We have to pay for our own food and stuff like that. So we're just trying to balance everything
right.
out right now.
So do you have a place to stay, or you have to get a hotel and stay the whole week while
we'll
you're
have
there?
To get a hotel.
Okay. See, that's why it's good to have connections everywhere you go.
Right.
Become friends with people in Orlando.
Yeah. Know? I actually do have some family down there.
Look, there you go. You use everybody that you can. That's what I do. Hey, you got a couch?
Right.
I'm there. That'll save me $200 a night on a hotel.
Right.
So, look, do you want to play a song real quick before we go into break?
Yeah, we can do that.
And then when we come back from break, we'll do two or three more.
Okay.
Don't forget now, on the next part of the show, Jared Hill is here. He's from Helena, originally from Hueytown, and Josh is with him. So we're just waiting on her to find a guitar pick that she does not have. So look, I'm gonna give you a minute. If you can't find one, go back here and tell Jared to give you a pick real quick.
We'll be all right.
I am fresh out of picks out of my pocket. You know, I always carry like five with me, but I didn't bring any tonight.
Oh, well. There we go.
All right, so what are we going to play?
You want a Tennessee whiskey?
That's what
so
I want.
Let's hit it.
Just cut that off real quick. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of Coleman, it's Whitney Kilgo.
Used to spend my nights out in a bar room, like it was the only love I've ever known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom.
brought me back from being too far gone. You're smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And I stay stoned on your lips all the time. Search for love in the same old places. Found the bottom of a bottle's always dry. You poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And I stay stoned on your love. Oh.
Love that song. So look, I've already told the story the first time that I had any association with Whitney. I was watching TV, so me and my dog Bailey, the cute little Yorkie, we're gonna take a break from TV, and that video that she had right there popped up on my phone. So I turned it on and I'm like, I'm gonna watch it. I watched 10 seconds and I cut it off. I said, I like that song so much, I'm not going to watch all of it because I would rather see it in person than to watch it right there. And that's how it all started.
That is awesome.
So look, I think, is my phone like going crazy over there?
Somebody wants to know what time your show is off the air.
7:30 p.m. If you want to tell them, 7:30 p.m. Do not ding my phone. Look, Jay, we're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, Whitney's going to sing some more songs with us, and then we're going to bring Jared Hill and Josh from Helena, Alabama. You're listening to the Rolling Stones. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines. treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Seed Harvest Music Academy offers a rich musical learning environment for those families seeking to get a jump start on musical learning. Offering preschool and elementary musical classes, Seed Harvest offers strings, keyboard, percussion, and most musical instruments. Your child can choose between several musical ensembles or private lessons. Take your choice from the senior and junior guitar ensembles, the Coleman Homeschool Orchestra or Jazz Band, or the Coleman Youth Strings, just to name a few. Plus, sibling and ensemble discounts are available, and the folks at Seed Harvest will work with you to find a tuition rate that will work for your family. Now enrolling for Christmas singers, ages 6 to 12. More information is available online at seedharvestmusicacademy.org. Micah and Brittany Simpson play in our local community symphonic band and are willing and ready to work with your child today.
Medical Arts Apothecary and Living Well store is located in the middle of downtown Coleman, conveniently located just a block south of the courthouse. This locally owned business offers friendly, no waiting, personal service. How can it get any better than that? Well, here's how. How about the fact that they even deliver within the city limits of Coleman? You've got a sick kid? Well, what could be better than calling Medical Arts and asking them to deliver the medicine that you need? In fact, I can't think of another pharmacy that does that. They also have a large selection of food for special diets, as well as health food, oils, and supplements. Flu shots are available too. They can be reached at 734-4933 or online at medicalartswellnessrx.com. Let Medical Arts Apothecary save your day.
Hey, this is Susan Adkison with Medical Arts Apothecary and Living Well Natural Store. We have proudly been serving Coleman and its surrounding areas for over 60 years, and we appreciate your continued business.
Are you a talented artist, baker, or candlestick maker? Then you'll want to be set up at Maker's Market, happening December 15th from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock, right in the middle of downtown Coleman at the Fest Hall Market Flats. Located in the heart of Coleman's beautiful historic warehouse district, vendor applications are being accepted now. More information on the festival itself or how to become a vendor, you can visit the Makers Market page on Facebook, or you can send an email to makersmarketcoleman@gmail.com. It's the 2018 Makers Market coming to downtown Coleman, December 15th from 9 until 4 at the Fest Hall Market Platz.
You ready? Y'all okay?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So you stretched out in room 1009 with a smile.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. Hey, Luke, we got some good concerts coming up, by the way, in case y'all don't know. Big D and my crew, Denise Key, David McGuire out of Birmingham, and one or two others. We're going to the KISS concert April 12th, I think. So Big D is dressing up as Gene Simmons, and I'm actually this week or next week I'm going to order my suit and the boots. Boots come out of Canada, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. $650 just for the boots.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I need some money, bro.
So I'm going all out doing the and actually my whole entourage, we're all dressing up like KISS.
That is awesome.
It's going to be fun. And then I just seen, I think yesterday, Hootie and the Blowfish is coming to Birmingham. So I'm definitely going to buy tickets for it. So,
heck yeah.
You know, so Hootie goes country on us.
Yeah.
And was very successful.
Yeah.
You know, so it was, I found it weird that he's actually bringing the guys back and doing Hootie and the Blowfish. But
yeah.
Come on, it's all about money.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you know that would just sell out. So. Yeah. My BFF, Denise Key, that's going to the KISS concert with me, she went, last night? Not before last. Elton John concert, Birmingham. I love Elton John, by the way.
Yes.
So she was kind enough to get me a Yellow Brick Road coffee cup down there. So
that's
pretty
awesome.
Cool. I love Elton John. All right, so let's go ahead and kick another song off.
Okay. 30 miles up the Gulf Stream. I can hear the South when I'm home. Bridges getting lower, all the tramp boats coming home. Old man down on the corner slowly turns his head and takes a sip from his whiskey bottle, and this is what he said. I was born in the rain on a poncho train underneath the Louisiana moon. I don't mind the strain of a hurricane. They come around every June. The high black water and the devil's daughter. She's hot, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her. Takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans. A man from Chicago is gonna set that levee right. Needs to be at least 3 feet higher, or it won't make it through the night. Old man down on the corner said, don't you listen to that boy. The water be down by tomorrow, and you'll be back to Illinois. I was born in the rain on a poncho train underneath the Louisiana moon. I don't mind the strain of a hurricane. They come around every June. High black water, the devil's daughter. She's hot, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her. Takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans. I was born in the rain on a poncho train underneath the Louisiana moon. I don't mind the strain of a hurricane. Around every June. Hot black water, the devil's daughter. She's hot, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her. Takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans. I was born in the rain on a poncho train underneath the Louisiana.
Excellent, excellent. So look, let's do this. Let's stay in touch over the next day or two, and let's find somebody to do a GoFundMe page, and we're going to do it. I know you know I do a highly popular Facebook page called What's Happening in Coleman. I just hit 20,000 hits yesterday. Awesome. And I have over 1 million views a month on this page. So I will take the GoFundMe page, stick it on that page, and I'll start advertising it every day. So hoping awesome. I'll ask for a dollar. Everybody give a dollar. I mean, there's 20,000 fans on this page of mine. So
right.
Let's do what we can to encourage them and try to raise you some money.
That would be great.
Hey, we'll do it. We will. We'll be hot for money.
Heck yeah.
All right. So look, let's do another one real quick before Jared jumps in here.
All right. Somebody said he got a new friend. Can she love you better than I can? It's a big black cloud over my town. I know where you're at. Little's and broken bottles spinning around in circles, and I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. And I'm right over here, why can't you see me? And I'm giving them all, but I'm not the guy you
myself. I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. And I'm right over here. Why can't you see me? I'm giving it my all, but I'm not the guy you're taking home. Ooh, I keep dancing on my own. Yeah, I keep dancing on my own. Far away, but still so near. Lights come on and the music dies. You don't see me standing here. I just came to say goodbye. Cause I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. And I'm right over here. Why can't
ladies and gentlemen, Whitney Kilgo from Addison, reaching for the stars. We're going to take a quick break. Jared Hill and his sidekick, Josh, is going to be live in studio. We'll be back in just a moment.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's independent radio, WRJMLP, Cullman. It's the holidays, and everyone is stressed out over shopping, baking, and general holiday craziness. Live 95 and Cullman's Jimmy John's wants to give you a chance to be the office or family hero. Everyone wants extra brownie points, or should I say chocolate chip cookie points, with their boss and their family this time of year. But we want you to get all the points this year. You could win a 30-piece party platter by sharing why your office or family deserves a party this holiday season. Have you been late one too many times this year? Have you driven your parents crazy asking for the way too expensive present? Or maybe your office or family has a truly inspiring story about all the good you've done in the community this year. Check out our Facebook page for more information about how Live 95 and Jimmy John's of Cullman can make you the holiday hero. Merry Christmas from Cullman's Live 95 and Cullman's Jimmy John's.
Founded in 1887, Coleman Savings Bank serves the people of Coleman with a full line of banking services. One of those services is their legacy checking account, available to those 50-plus, military, teachers, policemen, and firefighters. It features no monthly service charge, interest earned on any balance, free paper or e-statements, and two free boxes of checks per year, along with other features. You can stop by any one of four convenient locations and ask them about the legacy checking account, or visit www.ColemanSavingsBank.com. For more information. Coleman Savings Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Are you a talented artist, baker, or candlestick maker? Then you'll want to be set up at Maker's Market, happening December 15th from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock, right in the middle of downtown Coleman at the Fest Hall Market Flats. Located in the heart of Coleman's beautiful historic warehouse district, vendor applications are being accepted now. More information on the festival itself or how to become a vendor, you can visit the Maker's Market page on Facebook, or you can send an email to makersmarketcoleman@gmail.com. It's the 2018 Makers Market coming to downtown Coleman, December 15th from 9 until 4 at the Fest Hall Market Platz.
If you are like me and have rented storage spaces in the past, but it never fails, you want to move furniture or get out seasonal decor on a Sunday afternoon or late evening, and of course you can't get access to your storage space. Well, the Skinner family at In-N-Out Self Storage has made sure that will never be a problem again. They are all about making it convenient and safe for you. In-N-Out Self Storage is conveniently located on the south end of town, just off First Avenue. Otherwise known as that back road running parallel to Highway 31 beside the railroad tracks. They know exactly how to make it easier on those of us always in a hurry by making it possible to rent a building and access it at any time. A self-service kiosk, think Redbox for storage, or a website that loads easily on your mobile phone, giving you access to rent 24/7, 365. In-N-Out is locally owned by longtime Coleman residents and business owners, and they've thought of everything. They provide high-tech 24/7 security, spaces of many sizes for all of your needs, storage for those holiday goodies and decor, and even a place to safely store your boat or RV. Climate-controlled storage is also available. It's In-N-Out self-storage for the win. You can even tell them you heard about them on Live 95 and get a free lock or discount on your rental. More information is available on their website, InNoutSelfStorage.com, or by phone at 256-576-9169.
Listen to Live 95 from December 6th through the 17th for the Hansville Auto Service Christmas Song of the Day. Then at 5 p.m., register on Facebook for your opportunity to win a Christmas gift from Hansville Auto Service. Joe Hudson, Hansville Auto Service's owner, wants to thank you for being wonderful customers and using Hansville Auto Service for your automotive needs. They wish everyone a warm and fun-filled season full of joy. Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Allstate agent Dylan Fullalove is now serving Coleman. He lives and works here just like you. And with all kinds of local insurance advice, Dylan is someone you can count on to protect all that's good in your life. Dylan makes it easy to save on the quality protection you need. He'll even help do the switching and paperwork for you. You can stop by Dylan's new office today for a free quote. Located at 2130 2nd Avenue Northwest or on Highway 31 just north of Highway 157. That's 2130 2nd Avenue Northwest or on Highway 31 just north of Highway 157.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show in studio. These guys have been here before. Jared Hill and Josh is in studio. Hey, let me do a real quick shout out to my buddy Jesse Priest that was in here just a few weeks ago. He was actually going to try to make it tonight, but he's in Nashville, him and his band, and I think they're actually going to cut a record or two over the weekend. So, Jesse Priest, hope you do well in Nashville. Jared, what is going on, brother?
Not much.
Get up here to the mic so I can hear you.
Just same old thing.
So, look, after you had left here the last time, I seen that you were doing some gigs right around outside of Birmingham. So, tell me kind of where you've been at.
We made a video for that original song.
That's what you were doing. Yes.
And it went pretty well. And thanks to Gary Lane, he filmed it. They done a real good job. And he goes to Alabama, and I think he said he got a pretty good grade on it.
That's awesome. So now, have you been doing some solo gigs also around Birmingham lately?
Not lately. We've been doing band more or less.
Okay.
But Josh, he's been filling in for us on lead guitar. Our guitar player, he got hurt in a motorcycle wreck, so he's been out.
Wow.
So he's been filling in, but he's came in and done real well.
Awesome.
I wouldn't go that far.
Josh is over here patting himself on the back.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead and do it right now, Josh.
He knows I don't get much pass on the back.
All right, guys. So what's going to be the first song?
Man, we're going to do a cover song of Tyler Childers right quick. A song called Feathered Indians.
Not to mention that they're challenging me on my musical side back here. They don't know I'm an IT guy by profession. So.
They will do it to you.
Okay. This song's called Feathered Indians, Tyler Childers. Well, hell, if I can start it out. A little bit nervous, I don't know why.
Don't be nervous.
I will say can always count on you. Be there when the bullets fly, I'd run across the river just to hold you now.
So if you're local and you want to hire Jared, you can actually contact me. You can find him on Facebook, J-A-R-E-D, Jared Hill. You can contact him and let these guys come out and play for you. I mean, they'll do private parties, whatever. You provide some adult beverages and a little bit of cash, they'll come out and see you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, can we get a little bit of guitar in the...
Yeah. I'm missing in my ears.
A little bit of guitar.
Two IT man.
2J.
I hear you. What you asking for?
A little bit of guitar in it.
I guess a little bit of guitar in their headphones.
Yeah. I got nothing. And I don't think I've got his vocal in my headphones either.
The mute button's pressed. Try it again.
Oh, that might work.
See, we were messing with you guys.
I know.
Jared's like, hey, what's going on?
I sound sometimes.
By the way, Jimmy Langley has joined us with Cosmic Sound DJ Entertainment.
Yeah, you should probably send him back here to run the board.
Still, you got any?
Not
a little bit more guitar in the monitor. I think so.
How's that?
The other one?
We don't need the other one.
We won't gripe about it. Well, if you want
I can hear you now.
You know, it's muted too. All right, we're good now.
All right, I'm deaf and want to hear. For real. All right.
Jared, what's going to be the next one you're going to say?
Oh, this is that original.
Hey, if any of y'all ever
redo it.
If any of y'all have ever wondered what live radio sounds like,
this is it.
Here it is.
Yeah. Oh, this is that song. This is the original, Right All My Wrongs. It's wrote by Billy Sale and I. He's from Mississippi, Greenwood, Mississippi. We wrote it over Facebook Messenger pretty much.
Well, best way to write a song.
It is, yeah.
Load my gun, stay
you're going. Yeah, maybe it's time. Jump in a truck, cross over the line. Live out my life like an old hellbound soul. On all my rides, ride all my roads. Flip a coin, lose either way. It all comes undone, there'll be hell to pay. That's just the price attached to my name. Prepare for hell, I'll embrace the flame. Stay or go. Yeah, maybe it's time. Jump in a truck, cross over the line. Live out my life like an old wailing soul. On all my rides, ride all my roads.
All right, Jimmy, give me your honest opinion about these guys right now.
Well, I say somebody needs to hire them and hire them quick.
Look, hey, look, I'm seriously thinking about do a house party at Big D's house, and we'll bring these guys.
All right, Jimmy, give me your honest opinion. What do you think of the mixing job back here?
The mixing job. We're getting better.
Oh, it's great. It's great. He asked for more guitar, and you gave him more guitar.
That's all you can ask
so
for,
it's great.
Right?
But, yeah, I think somebody better hire these guys before Daryl does and has a party every weekend.
Hey, that look, sounds good.
Hey, man. Look, I've been seriously thinking about doing a New Year's party at my house, New Year's Eve.
We're booked New Year's.
Hey, there's a day before.
What is really? Here we go.
It don't necessarily have to be New Year's.
Hey, we'll come up there, though.
Hey, we can do it anytime. We will do it. We'll just throw a party in my backyard. Quick question. Quick question, because I like putting people on the spot, because that's my thing to do. What if you can come back in 2 weeks?
Sounds good.
You think it's good?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a couple more songs, writing some songs with some guys.
All right, here's my thing. It's going to be a round robin, okay? So Whitney's going to be in here.
Yeah.
She's going to do a song. You're going to do a song. And then Nashville record guy, Jesse Priest from Holly Pond, Alabama, is going to be in here also. He's actually in Nashville right now cutting some records.
Cool.
Him and his band. So he'll be in studio that night also, 2 weeks from now, and we're going to do a round robin, and all of you are going to play one after another. Does that
sounds
sound good?
Good to me.
Yep. Y'all good with that?
We're good with
so
that.
That's what we're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
2 weeks from now, round robin, three different musicians are going to be in here, and we're going to be rocking. And you know what? Here's the cool thing. Like, everything that's going to be saying is probably all original music that all of you have written. So that's the cool part about it.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I know we are pushed on time, so let's go ahead and do y'all's next song.
All right. I guess we'll do this old classic song, George Strait.
I'm good with that.
What does he mean old? No,
it's we're
probably
not
old.
80s. I was born in...
Exactly. That's why I said, what did you mean by old?
Somebody maybe 80s. Themselves. This is Amarillo by Morning. Well, let's go with it. One, two, three, four. I've got on. When that's
sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. Took the saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate. I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I've got is just what I've got. I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine. I ain't rich, but Lord, I'm free. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's where I'll be. Amarillo by morning,
I'll be. Whitney, can these guys jam or what?
They're awesome.
They're incredible.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all. We got another cover song if we can play it.
Go
we
ahead.
Just now learned it.
Let's do it.
And it's a Randy Rogers band. I don't know why I hadn't heard from him, but I learned about him a couple weeks ago. And I like this right here.
Ready?
Yeah. Boy. If we don't mess this up. Watching you stare at the floor, that guy's got two left feet. I might be wrong, but I think you're bored. You look like someone I like to meet. I could walk over and say hello, think I need one more drink. It's looking like you're getting ready to go. Gotta find something to say now, let me think. Well, if things don't work out by the next song, you're looking for someone to dance, I'll be right over there by the jukebox, quarters in my hand, trying to buy myself a chance. Saw my reflection in an empty glass, so I rehearsed my line. Ain't looking for trouble, I know you came in with him tonight. Well, if things don't work out by the next song, you look for someone to dance, I'll be right over there by the jukebox, quarter in my hand. Well, if things don't work out by the next song, you look for someone to dance, I'll be right over there by the jukebox, quarters in my hand, trying to buy myself a chance. There goes nothing, hope it's something, walking across the floor.
cross my fingers and I tap you on the shoulder and say, I've never done this before. Well, if things don't work out by the next song, you look for someone to dance, I'll be right over there by the jukebox, quarters in my hand, trying to buy myself a chance, trying to buy myself a chance.
Gosh, always a pleasure to have you on the Big D Radio Show. Whitney, always glad to have you. DJ Jimmy Langley of Cosmic Sound, DJ Entertainment, and Outlaw Sounds have dropped in. Thank you, Jimmy, for coming in. Jimmy, if you will tell them where we're going to be next.
We're going to be at the Elks Lodge next Friday night. I think we're going to have a pretty good time. We've got probably the best light show from Atlanta to who knows.
No doubt.
So y'all need to come out and have a good time with us when you can.
So it's going to be the Coleman Elks Lodge next Friday night. And then me and Jimmy, we're going to head to Arab, Alabama the weekend after that. We're going to do a wedding outside in 20-degree weather. Boy, ooh, that's fun.
Hey, we played a thing the other night, a party. It ended up about 200-something people, and it was so dang cold. What day was that?
It was the day I got down to about 32 that night and stayed there.
The wind, it was bad, but we had a good time, but we got – trouble by the Facebook page of that city. The guy said, I went to sleep to a band and I woke up to a
no
band.
Way.
I said, well, I appreciate you bragging on us. But anyway, thanks for having us on the show. We appreciate it.
So, look, we will see you in 2 weeks along with Whitney. Jesse Priest, Nashville recording artist, is going to be here, and we're going to do a round robin. And look, maybe y'all can do at least one Christmas song. How about that? That could be a challenge.
On my Facebook already.
Well, look, dang it, and the show's already over. All right, as we leave, they're going to play us out real quick. So God bless you, and God bless America. Hold on, Jay, they're going to play us out for a second.
Okay.
Start playing.
What? Hurry before you get cut off.
Hurry. Hurry, just start strumming. Go.
All right,
two, three.
It's been a wreck me week. 60 plus from dawn to dusk in a red dirt heat. Betting up a couple of bucks, but it ain't no thing. Another day till I'm on my way to them cool sheets. Working on a night shift, baby. Dying for your touch like crazy. Racking up them overtime hours. Loving how we're working on a night shift, baby. Gonna rock it right. No need to talk, know what you want and what you like. Love how you leave on the lights. And it feels so good, so nice, it feels so nice. Working on the night shift, baby. Dying for your touch like crazy. Racking up them overtime hours. Loving how we're working on the night shift, baby. Yeah. It's been a wreck me week. Oh, but who needs sleep when you're working on a night shift, baby? Dying for your touch like crazy. Racking up them overtime hours. Loving how we're working on a night shift, baby.
I'm awful on that one.
That was an awesome job, guys. Thank you very much.
Man.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, man. Oh, yeah.
Pleasure, brother. 2 weeks.
You shouldn't have put up there. Buddy said, I know you and Coleman right out here, man. He lives in Holly Pond. How far is that from here?
That ain't far.
Last time, how fast you drive?
Last time I was out there, we ended up home at 8:30 in the morning.
Right.
Wife wasn't too damn happy.
Y'all make my phone go ballistic. I don't like that. Throwing it out the window on the way home.
That's what we like.
Be back in 2 weeks.
Two weeks. Yeah.
We're going to be having fun, too.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you ought to let me bring Richard with me, dude. I'm telling you.
Bring
what is that thing?
Freaking awesome. That's foot pedal. It turns my pages on these lyrics and chords.
All right. Thank y'all. I'm going to go back to music now.
Right.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95. Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.